You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in fight camp. Well, I'll let you kind of speak about the news that just broke. Devastated for him.
Yeah, Connor Benn tested positive for COVID-19 this morning. Feels fine. We've sent off for two PCR tests. He tested positive on a lateral flow. We can't let him fight. You know, I mean, obviously, even if the PCR tests come back as normal, it's 2 days out from the fight. He didn't enter the hotel to stay, so he's unfortunately absolutely devastated. I just spoke to Adrian Granados. Luckily, we stacked the first week to the hills. Jack Cullen against Yildirim, which was supposed to be on an internet streamed fight before the main broadcast, will now step up to the first fight of broadcast. And Kanzu against Lee Wood for the world title will be main event, with Chris Billam-Smith against Tommy McCarthy as co-main event. So gutted for Connor. He wants to fight. You know, he's devastated. We monitor it now because the PCR test will tell us, if it is a positive test, where he's at in terms of his stage of infection. He wants to fight on August the 14th in a doubleheader with Boazzi at Fight Camp. We've also got Leeds as an option as well, but we'll just monitor that over the next couple of days. Spoke to Adrian Granados. He's disappointed, but understands and accepts that, unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is going to happen, and it's probably going to happen every week.
Did you have an inkling at any point this week that...
He's been absolutely fine. He's been absolutely fine. He's been flying in the gym. He had a final spar, I think, at the weekend. Absolutely perfect. Even this morning, you know, he just says, I feel, you know, I want to fight. Obviously, you can't, and it's a blow for him. But we'll just make sure he's 100% fit, healthy, and safe to fight. And like I said, if August 14th is a possibility, that will be the date. If not, it will be Leeds on September the 4th. So, you know, the show goes on, the build goes on. We've got a massive card still on Saturday night. Disappointing, of course, and it's the world we live in.
I'm assuming that you're going to have to make a quick decision about this, because the 14th is 2 weeks on Saturday, and you'll have to know early part of next week.
There's two things it depends on. Number one is what stage of the infection he's at, and you can get those by monitoring and getting further details of the PCR test. If he's through the infection, or, you know, and if he's asymptomatic, which he is at the moment, then he will have to isolate, but he can return to training later on, you know, next week, and then fight on August 14th. It's very tight. If he starts to develop symptoms and feels unwell, August 14th is not even a consideration. So right now, it's just a case of, look, everyone stay calm. Let's make sure he's safe, healthy, and fit to fight. And a lot of the tests that we'll be doing later will give us the answers to that.
Just a final one on this. Obviously, it's your opening show with Matchroom and DAZN this week. I mean, I'm looking at this thinking your headline act is now not happening. And obviously, Connor's health and safety comes first. But what are you doing? This looks like an absolute disaster.
That's not a disaster. I mean, we've got a massive card. It's a blow. That's what it is. And, you know, when I got the news, it's the same old story. Boxing just kicks you in the nuts every day of the week. So when you get news like that, which I did this morning, you put your hands on your head and you say, why do I do this? Why do I bother? It's not fair, blah, blah, blah. And then after you finish sulking, from anywhere between 2 seconds to 2 hours, you stand up and you go, there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Because if you cry, what's the point? You might as well laugh it off and say, can you believe it? But we've had, you know, COVID.
Can Zoo believe it?
Can Zoo believe it? I love that. Oh my God, hang on, 1 second. No, seriously. Guys, across social media and on the post, on the press release, okay, it's Can Zoo believe it? Connor Benn has tested positive. Okay? Top man, thank you. On a serious note, Kanzu against Lee Wood is a tremendous fight for the WBA featherweight world title. And so is Chris Billam-Smith against Tommy McCarthy. And Yildirim against Cullen will now be the first fight of broadcast. So listen, the card's amazing from top to bottom. But of course, we'd have loved that to be part of it. And now we'll just wait and reschedule and give you the news.
Okay, so the show goes on. Kanzu, Lee Wood. I thought the best fight on the card was Tommy McCarthy. Is Tommy McCarthy and Billam-Smith. You've got Sandy Ryan, you've got
Campbell Hatton,
you've got Anthony Fowler. Yeah, he's had a change of opponent as well this
week.
Yeah.
Good fight. I had his manager on this morning telling me he's going to knock Fowler out. They're so confident, and you know, Anthony really needs to win this fight because we've got big plans for him. It's a tremendous card, but it would have been better with Conor Bell. There's no point me just bullshitting you. But it's a tremendous card from top to bottom. And
Yildirim and Jack Cullen.
Do you know that Jack Cullen is a 1-2 favourite to beat Yildirim? Where's that come from? I mean, listen, I think he can win the fight, but you've got three really good 50-50 fights. Although Kanzu's a big favourite against Lee Wood. Cullen against Yildirim, Tommy McCarthy, Billum Smith, Kanzu against Lee Wood, and Fowler Muller's a good fight as well, and Sandy Ryan and Campbell. So listen, we're fine. But it's a gutter. But either August 14th is going to become a monster, or September the 4th in Leeds is going to have Josh Warrington against Lara, Katie Taylor, Maxie Hughes against Strathon, and Ben Granados. So we'll be just fine.
Okay, just moving on from there, what is the situation regarding Canelo and Caleb Plant? We saw a lot of news coming out yesterday saying it's dead in the water.
Yeah, I spoke to Eddie Reynoso, I spoke to Louis de Cubas last night. I think, you know, September 18th is not a possibility for now for that fight. I think talks will continue to see if there's a chance of resurrecting that fight. We're also talking about a possible fight in September. So nothing really to report other than, you know, the news that Mike Coppinger reported, as always, was spot on and correct. We move forward and see what's next.
So Canelo will not fight on Independence Weekend in...
Not necessarily. But, you know, the fight that he wanted, the fight he wants, is Caleb Plant. Couldn't get it together in time, but possibility that gets made at some point. And possibility he could fight on September 18th. Again, we want to decide soon because a lot of what we're planning and scheduling around Dillian White and, you know, the other dates is based around Canelo's next move as well.
Who would be the possible opponent if he was to fight in September?
I think Dimitri Bivol is a guy who's ready to go. He's a guy that's been discussed before. You know, could John Ryder get the fight? Carlos Gongora, you know, who knows? I mean, I think at the moment it's been 24 hours. And I think everyone's just deciding what they want to do moving forward. So I'm sure you'll get that news when it comes.
How does this affect your potential date on the 28th of August and also Dillian White? How's this all going to work out right now?
It kind of all waiting on that news, to be honest with you. So Dillian White will box most likely September 11 or the 18th still. And if Canelo doesn't box on the 18th, then that's probably the date that Dillian White will fight. We also have two big unification fights of Akhmad Liev against Rios and... Soto against Kyoguchi to put on that card. They're due to go August 28th. We are just waiting to see what plays out, and you'll get an announcement very soon.
So what's the chances of the 28th still going ahead in LA?
Possibly, but not with Dillian White on. He will fight September 11 or September 18.
In America, though?
Yes.
Not necessarily on the West Coast?
Not necessarily on the West Coast. We will probably make it at a convenient time for UK subscribers on DAZN.
Okay, I love asking about Bob Arum's comments. Made more comments yesterday regarding AJ Fury. He's hopeful of a UK fight.
Honestly.
What a bit of positivity from Mr. Arum, saying that it could happen in the UK.
Maybe I'm just too honest. Like, let me tell you this. Do you honestly think that Bob Arum would do the fight in the UK for half the money that was available elsewhere? Honestly, ask yourself that question. I mean, I've never heard so much bollocks in all my life. Yeah, let's do it in the UK. The UK deserves it, man. And you know, like, I don't see a problem making this fight. No, no problem at all. I mean, it's been absolutely smooth as you like, hasn't it? You know, I mean, I don't even think he's intentionally lying. I just think it's just waffle. When the money comes through, what I'll do is I'll say, Bob, I saw your quote where you said you really want this fight. So as long as your man is ready to take half the money, you good with that, yeah? And that means half of your commission. You good with that, yeah? We'll see.
But
fight's not even worth discussing at the moment. So they had their chance to make that fight. They never had any interest or intention of making that fight. And now they want to talk about that fight to help build Fury against Wilder, which is flat as a pancake, right? So we're fighting Usyk. Joshua is fighting Usyk on September the 25th at Tottenham Hotspur Football Club in an absolutely massive fight. Gold medal against gold medal, unified heavyweight world champion against undisputed cruiserweight champion. You do your thing, we'll do ours. You win your fight, we'll win ours. And after that, we'll talk about how keen you are to do it in the UK as well in February. Lovely time to do a fight in the UK, obviously, as well. Bob will definitely enjoy Wales for that one. And then we'll talk. But until then, don't worry. You know, we've got a massive fight to focus on. This is going to do, it's going to sell out in the first day. This is going to do huge numbers on TV. Concentrate on our business. That's what we probably should have done. Concentrate on what we do.
What can you tell us about the situation regarding Dillian White and the WBC?
Ongoing communication with the WBC. We're all working together to try and get what he deserves. You know, he was mandatory.
Should we still talking about this?
But that's what we're doing. Why are you asking me that? Why don't you have an interview with the WBC?
You seem to know everything. You seem to be involved in everything.
Why don't you reach out and ask for an interview?
That's not a problem to do. But I'm here. I'm here with you now. It's a nice jacket he's got on, isn't it?
Yeah.
But from your side, just, yeah.
From my side, can't remember what we're talking about now.
White.
Oh, yeah, we're correspondents going backwards and forwards. We just want what Dillian White deserves, that's all. But he's going to go out in September, he's going to win. We're going to have a big fight in December, he's going to win. And sooner or later, you've got to give him his dues.
Looking good here.
Amazing.
It's not, obviously.
Look at what we've done up here with a ring walk and a big screen. It's going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to love it. And it's going to be like a festival. It's going to be a big party. And don't you start getting on the booze. Because I saw you at that party the other night. Right? What time did you leave?
I got home at 4:30.
4:30? The party finished at 12. What did you do?
I went out with Shizora.
To Chilton Firehouse?
I think that's what it was called.
Mate.
What? What's the problem?
Just for you, it's a jolly. That's the difference between me and you. For you, it's a jolly.
Yeah, all right. Can we just talk about the bus quickly? Because let's just plug the bus.
This is the DAZN Boxing Show, which will start today. The bus will be here for the duration. You're welcome on the bus. Do you want to go on the bus later?
Yeah, I'll come on the bus later on, yeah.
And live content starts today. I think 2 p.m. we're live with the DAZN Boxing Show. So enjoy the content, enjoy the show, and enjoy Saturday night. It's going to be very special.
Eddie Hearn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.